This is Gail Romaine. I'm talking with my mother, Betty Parrott, about the time she served as an ombudsman for one of the ships that my stepdad, Tom Parrott, was on. So, Mom, what do you remember about this experience? How did you find out about the ombudsman program, and what did it involve for you? What did you do as ombudsman?
Well, this was an all-new program that started out with the Navy. And I thought, oh, it wouldn't be too bad, I guess. And the captain called me in and asked me, as I remember, asked me if I would be ombudsman for the ship. And I said, what would I have to do? Because I said, I've got a family. And when Dad's gone, it's double duty. And I need to take care of my family, too. And they said, well, there'd always be somebody else around also to help, because the ship is never left idly with nobody at home that can contact the ship. So I'd be able to contact the ship and the captain. And I would have to help the families out when they come across anything that's causing a problem. Like the one case that I did have that was hard on me, it was one of my very good friends, and her name was Pat. She was having bad times because she was not getting right sleep, and she was upset because her family and her were without their dad, and she just was falling apart. And I thought, what do I do now? So what I did was I just took and talked to her, and I found out that she really was having a bad time. And I cried with her. And the ship was overseas at the time. And so I asked her, I said, are you going to be able to handle it till they get back? Because it's quite a while yet. And she says, I don't think she even wanted to. I think she wanted just out.
Oh, wow.
And I won't say that for as a positive, because although I don't think she's alive to this day to fight me on it. But I went to the... The captain, of course, was gone. I went to the padre, and I explained to him, and he knew who I was. And I told him that Pat was going to pieces, and she couldn't handle it. She had a family, that she had four children, and she needed to be doing better at home, taking care of her family, than going all to pieces, not knowing what she's doing. And I said she really was in a bad shape. And so he got busy, and he... called the captain, however it was, and told him that the husband should come home. Mm. And the husband did. And that pretty much saved her life, I think, because she was really not up to sticking it out.
Wow.
And she was a very close friend of mine. You remember her, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they had good kids. But it's just that it hit her real hard, and she was weak at that time, and she just went all to pieces. And that's the only real trouble that I had. I'd had people, you know, ask me questions and call me and say, I need help. And if anything like that, I had a person come to my door one time, and this was before I was ombudsman, and I thought this was back in the days when they didn't know about ombudsman, I guess. Mm. But I had a... we lived up on Whidbey Island, and I had a neighbor that came to my door, and she said, Betty, I'm asking you a personal question. And I said, okay, what's up? And she said, I need some groceries and that, and we don't have any money. And she says, I would like to know if you would let me have a roll of toilet paper. She had a bunch of kids. I said, oh, my gosh, you are getting down then, aren't you? And she said, yes, I am. I have nothing, no money. And there's no mail coming through right now for the ship. And so this was not with being an ombudsman, but this is what ombudsman would have done if they'd have had one at that time. Uh-huh. And she said, please, I need some toilet paper for my family, and I need some other foods, too. I said, you wait right here, and I took her in. When she left me a half a jar of jelly. That's all I've got I can give you to pay you.
Bless her heart.
See, I can still cry for her for this day. I don't even remember her.
That's poor.
But that's what being alone could do at times, because you're there night after night, day after day, and sometimes you don't get mail and you don't get the money on time, and that's what happens with a lot of people on any ship, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always had a captain that we could rely on, but this time I can't even tell you the captain's name and that I had, but I got along fine, and I didn't have very many problems because we all kept up with each other. And if we needed to, we all got together, too. And a bunch of us would get together with another bunch, and we'd take and go out to eat and stuff and get something to eat and just sit and visit. And that was important, too. But
fortunately, you were there for Pat when she really needed the help. Yeah.
And she knew me, so she knew I wouldn't be pulling anything on her. So, I mean, and I knew she wouldn't pull anything on me,
right.
But I really was scared for her. And she did have a lot of medical problems and stuff, too. So, And her husband did, too. So I don't know how they've ever made out since. I know that she's dead a long time now.
Mm. When Dad retired, you said that you got piped off the ship at the same time he did. Tell us about that experience and what you remember.
I have a book on that, and I have hard plaques with my ombudsman stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you ask me?
Tell me about the experience when Dad and you got piped off the ship. Because that's unusual for the wife to get piped off.
This was
too.
His retirement day. And so I was there, and I don't think it was a captain this time on the ship with us, but there was another officer higher up, and he was there, and his wife was giving a party for me at the same time that Tom was being piped off, taken off the ship, because they were retiring him from service. And as we got ready to go home, they said, okay, you guys line up right over there, and they pointed at
A ramp.
Whatever you, they don't call them ramps on a ship.
Yeah.
Anyway, they said, you get in front of your husband, Betty. And I got in front of him. And Tom came up, whispered in my ear, and he said, as you're going down the gangplank, he said, don't look back, don't stop and ask questions, and don't do anything, just keep going. And I said, why? And he whispered to me, he says, because they're going to pipe you off, just like they do me. And this is the last time you'll have this.
Wow.
I've never heard of anybody else, any other woman, having anything like this, but then we got out of the Navy. But I thought that was such an honor, because I'd seen other people get off of a ship and stuff, but this one was piped off. That pipe player was playing, and they said, if you interrupt, then he has to start all over and go through everything all over again. I don't know if that's as true as what Tom made me think, but I thought, okay, I'll just go. But by the time I got down at the bottom, I was sure glad to be down at the bottom of the gangplank, because I was crying like a baby. That's a mournful tune in the first place. And I was piped off. And I think that's in that book that I got a book. I got papers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I saw that you have a certificate and the plaque.
Yeah, and I've got those in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what am I going to do with them now that I'm just... Because what do you do with some... That stuff's heavy.